views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. On this day, October the 16th, 2017, we have a live show for you on this Monday, and if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and the name of today's show, I'm going to take a little bit from the good music that I was hearing just before we started. In a New World to Rule is going to be today's show. In a New World to Rule, where will you be? So very, very important. I think that that is going to be today's show. I'm looking forward to that. And at any time you'd like to get in on a conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star star. So let's get into some administrative things before we kick off on today's show. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, because it is necessary that we have this outlet for us to strategize, realize, and for us to conceptually put things together that will be in our best interest moving forward. So very, very important. So just want to ensure that we have Black Talk Radio Network in the future. So you can do that by giving some of your donations or your give some of your energy to the network, financial energy to the network, and your financial energy is your overall compensation for labor that you get paid. Give that sum to your Black Talk Radio Network by way of donations to ensure that this network is where it is and going even further and growing. And you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there, on the website, on the homepage, you will see the donation prompt. There's going to be a couple of donation prompts that are there. There's going to be one for Black Talk Radio Network, hit that one. There's going to be one for my man Michael Emmanuel, hit that one. And there's also going to be one for BTR Community. Well, that is a membership, a little bit different. So this is what the Black Talk Radio Network donation and BTR Community, BTR, the social media known as BTR Community, is where you can support this network to make sure that it stays on air. And it's right there. Just hit the prompt and it will lead you through. The social media outlet known as BTR Community was put together for you so that you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. And so what you can do, you'll see the capital B that's there with the black background, and just hit that, and then that will make you a member, or that will take you into the prompt to become a member. Membership is only $24 a year, and that is a one-time $24 a year membership. So make sure that you all engage in that. It's the only place that I post, and the reason being is because I don't like to be adversely affected. Facebook is not free. Twitter is not free. And what's being compromised there is much, much more than what we should be giving up. And not only that, you don't have to worry about here at BTR Community with Black Talk Radio Network. You don't have to worry about your identity being sold to anyone. So you being a listener, make sure that you feed the roots and not eat just the fruit. So very, very important there. You've heard that before. Let's do it. Let's ensure and give ourselves an opportunity at doing all the things that we need to do and doing it together with each other for just that sole purpose. Okay. So with that being said, also, let me think that would be it. Oh, no. If you would like to acquire real money, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, www.prosperitymint, ProsperityMint.com, Prosperity Mint. And once you're there, check out what's in inventory and definitely engage in that, because the overall real money, even though you're paid in currency or a debt instrument, which is the wage of a slave, the wage of a king and a queen, that's what they're paid, is gold. The wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver. Make sure that you're able to engage in that. So very, very important that you, if you're not paid that at least you save yourself and your finances and your energy with that, because that is the great creator's real money. I want you to be able to engage in that, okay? So definitely do that there. Okay, so now, with that being said, if you'd like to get into the cryptocurrencies as far as trading the cryptocurrencies, you can do that by going to rcryptocurrency.com, rcryptocurrency.com, and you can trade within the TradeCoin Club format with us. And also there, for those of you that are going to be getting into the crowdsourcing and crowdfunding, as soon as that is available, I will definitely let you know. For those of you that missed the weekend conference call, you could easily go text me at 951-790-8330, and I will forward to you the overall conference call recording so you can hear what was discussed in that conference call for the crowdfunding or crowdsourcing opportunity that is there. So definitely looking forward to that with you all. Okay? Now, so let's get into what's in the news. Was a little busy today, so I wasn't able to post what's in the news. So I didn't have anything that was there, but there's plenty of stuff that is happening. And we're going to jump right into some of the things that's going on in the world and what's in the news. Big ups to my man, L.A. Ramon. I love your icon. I see my sister Strategic Melanin. My man Jerry is there in queue. I don't see my man Brother Bragg. As I say, I don't see my man Brother Braggs. There he is. My brother Braggs is in queue. My man Raj is there. What up, Monster? And Strategic Melanin, my sister, what's going on? So just want to say what's up to everyone that's in the chat room that's there. And if you have any questions or comments, definitely would make it. Yes, I know we do make it. So just hit me up and we'll definitely do that. We will definitely chat because we have to. So want to say I greatly appreciate and forgive me for not having some things for what's in the news and everything. I've been getting up early and getting to bed early and working nonstop in between. So today was as the past couple has been crazy busy. But hey, that's what we do. And definitely looking forward to it all. So let's get into, I didn't post anything there. So it's so much that is there going on. And so I'm going to just jump into, let me start where I want to start. Some of the things that are within the news. Got your big garage. I received. Thank you. And let me just jump off a couple of things, and I'm doing this somewhat from memory as well. But if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Now, there's some major news going on in the world, and from some of the publication, I want to say big ups to my man Kevin, good friend of mine. Kevin sent me an article from the Huffington Post, and it says non-dollar trading is killing the petrodollar and the foundation of the U.S.-Saudi policy in the Middle East. Yes, that is definitely happening, and the ramifications of that. And this is why I wanted to say that today's show is, if the new world, in the new world, who will rule the new world, and where will you be? Because it's definitely coming to that, and that is a critical thing. That's a part of it there. So that was one of the things from the Huffington Post that was in the news. Check out that one. Then also there is, let me pull up a couple of other things that I have that I meant to put into, but I just didn't have it. What was this one? Oh, here we go. Next one. You know, there's a lot of, and this one comes from Business Insider. The monster nuclear submarine the U.S. sent to South Korea looks like it might be packed with Navy SEALs, meaning a decapitation program may be trying to be pushed off. And this came from Business Insider. And so the military staging of assets are being rapidly deployed in that region, and while you look there, somewhere else may pop off. But let's take a look at this real quick. The headline: the monster nuclear submarine the U.S. sent to South Korea looks like it might be packed with Navy SEALs. The U.S. Navy maintains that the USS Michigan, a submarine known for carrying special ops teams, stopped in South Korea as a part of a routine port visit. But pictures of the event suggest a more clandestine purpose might be involved with the U.S. Navy SEALs. So check out that is an article that you may want to be interested in. And while we're there, just some of the things that's going on that I found in going on with in that situation with North Korea. North Korea has actually started to deploy some of its missiles around the country, and they are said to be aimed towards the west coast of the U.S. or pointed towards the U.S. and at different degrees and at different angles. Some are pointed in an angle in which it would be a kind of a lower trajectory, and some are pointed straight up because they would go into the upper atmosphere and then come down. But there are some are saying that North Korea possibly their ICBMs possibly can't go into the upper atmosphere or in the stratosphere and then make reentry into our atmosphere because they'll burn up. Well, they said that they didn't have nuclear capabilities, so don't you believe them. So they're staging themselves, and I guess there was the actual where, one second, there was actually a report where North Korea said that they may have a preemptive strike on the U.S. And this was from their actual media, official governmental media outlet, where it says North Korea announced its intent to attack with missiles. So they may just go ahead and have a preemptive strike. Who knows? Possibly wouldn't be surprised, or however things would shape out, that's what they will tell you. But how close to the truth would that be? Well, you know it's not the truth because they're speaking it. So So that is one of the things. And then also over the weekend, the celebrity figurehead Secretary of Defense was on Cerebrally Naive Network and basically said that the U.S. will continue. It was on Cerebrally Naive Network. U.S. is going to continue diplomatic efforts with North Korea until the first bomb drops, meaning they plan on doing it, and everything is kind of starting to shape itself up. And in the meantime, other things are shaping up around the world to facilitate and to actually foster that. And I think that this war is definitely going to, and I've always said this, for those of you that have been listening to Tando Radio for a while, you know that I said that this is the purge. The rest of the world will purge themselves of the U.S., and I think that this is going to be the actual linchpin in which that may happen, because the rest of the world is not going to want to lose their positioning, the momentum that they're gaining by the non-dollar denominated petrodollar and the reserve currency losing its position. It actually, from the business standpoint, it would be beneficial for the U.S., I mean, for the rest of the world to actually move away from and align itself with those that are actually in direct confrontation with the U.S. And we're going to see that divergence definitely play itself out in a major, major way. And so I know that the U.S. is completely confident through arrogance that they will continue to be what they've been before in the past. But if you look at the overall truth of the situations and the intimate change that's here, that is going to speak in the opposite and to foster a different direction, which is all still under the same control. So I think the U.S. will lose its overall position. It will lose support because all of the support is moving towards its those that it will be in confrontation. Basically, the U.S. will have to go it alone. I've always said that the world will isolate itself and they will bring up charges against the U.S. and they will convict it in the overall court of global opinion. And that's where the U.S. will lose all of its allies. Who will stay? None to be named. So check out, well, there is no article from that. That's just me seeing that, and we'll have some things maybe to talk just about that. So definitely. What up, DJ? My man DJ just hit me up. So we'll see you in a little while, my friend. All right, so let me hurry continue on what's in the news. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I'll jump back in the chat here. And let me check out what a couple of some news stories. My man L.A. Ramon had posted some good stories. So let me just move this down. And I was outside of let me check out some of the things that my man Ramon has promoted, L.A. Ramon. Ramon posted from BCC. And it says, move this down. Let me pull this up real quick and grab this one. Okay, here it is. It says L.A. Ramon posted something. This one comes from, I see this one, it says the FAFSA reauthorization is from Cerebrally Naive Network. And Israel had tried to apply for reparations for 9 million Jews that were black, and Germans told them to kick rocks. Yeah, it's a lot of that. L.A. Ramon has posted a couple of good articles. I'm going to post these inside of once I get everything organized for today. And I wasn't able to do that. Just been crazy, crazy busy, as you all know, some of the things that we're working on as to why. So, okay, so let's jump back into some other things that's what's in the news, and then we'll get to the show and the topics at hand. So next thing of significance is that you know, there in Catalonia, the Spanish government is threatening to totally to bring forceful actions against the populace in Catalonia that has voted to leave Spain, and also threatening to arrest the police, the popular police chief, the political figurehead for trying to leave Spain. And I'm gonna tell you, these things may seem like they're small, but this is how world wars get started, by a psyops in coverted moves. So this is something that definitely should be on your radar, because your children's and your daughters may, you know, overall physical outcome or disposition will be dependent upon this, because I definitely can see where this will move into destabilizing Europe by way of civil war. Then there will be other aggressive acts by other countries to seize on that opportunity. And lo and behold, before you know it, you got a world war that's jumping off. All of the indicators and all of the necessary moves on the board of control are being set out. So definitely be aware of that. Next one that wanted to make mention to was that the major financial thing is that looks like the Fed is going to unwind its portfolio beginning in the at the end of this month. So overall market turbulence could be, I mean, that could be. On October the 27th, the U.S. Federal Reserve begins to unwind $4.5 trillion in holding junk real estate loans, bonds, stocks they bought since 2008 to prop up the economy and Wall Street, $600 billion a year, and 600 billion of complete junk is about to enter the market. Deutsche Bank is like, how much would you like? Because they're gonna want to drop it. So the rally is going. They're actually saying that this may start in October the 27th of 2017, which is 11 days from now. And this could be the unwinding, and believe me, that could, when it goes off, that is going to be we got to see how that falls out. That could be the overall, there you go. There's no rebounding from that. So that's major, major, major. And we've been trying to tell you that this is going to be happening, and some of the things that you should be looking out for and preparing for and positioning yourself in accordance to that. You have to put yourself and your family in a real position of advantage. And also in the news, the IMF, my man Kevin sent me this one as well, and this one comes from Press TV, in which is Iranian publication. IMF unfazed by Trump's threat over the Iran plans, because they wanted to kill the agreement. Killing the agreement with Europe over climate control, killing the agreement with Iran on its nukes and everything else. So what does that do? That moves everything up in the overall military confrontation engagements, and that is definitely, in my opinion, what's being played out. Now, you see how the IMF is you see what's happening? It's just what we said. You know, when we first started these shows, that you're going to see the whole world starting to pull against the U.S. because that's how the system keeps control. Let me just read this real quick. IMF chief, internationally, chief Christine Lagarde has been quoted by media as saying that the funds would proceed with its regular Iran policy, like it would do with any other member state. And I'm going to tell you, I do see Iran, Germany, and France being a part of BRIC nations really soon. We see no reason to change anything about the guidelines that have we received from the IMF board and continue to operate in the same manner, Lagarde said in response to a question about the fund's approach towards Iran following a recent call by celebrity figurehead President U.S. Donald Trump on the IMF and World Banks to provide loans or funds to Iran. We operate with 189 members and we only provide support and enter into program negotiation when a country asks for it, Lagarde says. Lagarde's remarks followed earlier reports that Trump had ordered U.S. executive directors at the IMF and other multilateral development banks to vote against extending loans to fund Iran. Do you see what's going on here? This is why the IMF headquarters is going to be leaving Washington, D.C., and it will no longer be a city-state, and is going to move to Beijing. Of course, the U.S. told them, don't fund them anymore. And what did they say? Okay, we're not going to fund you. We're going to fund them. One second, everyone. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to leave dead air, but I had to take that call. Some calls you have to take. So what's happening here, everyone, is what we've been talking about. The whole world is moving against the U.S. And what's going to happen is going to be a military outlash and backlash that is going to happen from that. And believe me, the U.S. is going to lose. Very, very critical, very, very important. And you have to be positioned correctly so that will not as adversely affect you and your family, because that's huge. Completely, completely huge. So that's where we are. That's some of the things that's what's in the news. And then so we're going to jump into today's show. In today's show, a new rule. A new ruler in the world, where will you be? As the new rules claim, heck on it, what was it? I forgot. Something about new rules in the world. The new rules of the world, where will you be? That's it. The new rules of the world, where will you be? And the reason why I wanted to name the show that is because there are old rules that are going to be reinvoked. And we want you to be ahead of that. We want you to be ahead of that, because I don't want you to be adversely affected by it. And they are major, major, major pieces. So that's what's in the news. So what I want to do is a couple of things that I want to get into. Oh, I forgot about this one. It was a couple of other ones. Let me pull these up. These very, very important articles. There was an article. Where did that one? Where did I put that one? There it is. Article, this one, here it is. This one comes from, let me pull this up. It was a little earlier, towards the end of summer. And this one comes from from Cleveland.com. And this was from September 5th of 2017. So it was roughly about a month and some days ago. But here's what's so important. It says, Texas judge rules against new overtime rule, but Trump may still impose his own. And this is going to be one of the headlines of today's show, and we're going to read into that. Very, very important. What is really being said? What is going to happen? Why would this be relevant? What's really going on here? We're going to check this out and get my opinions. I would love to hear from you what that means and what it is really saying. And I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, the overall complete redistricting of the United States that is going to be very, very, very effective. And then I'm back here on the Facebook on the page, my man. I think L.A. Ramon. Yeah, this is L.A. Ramon. He said, Dave, this is a good article. This article is good for you, Dave. And it says town hall. Let me see what it says. It says, okay, let me pull this one up real quick. I want to read this one. There it is. Okay. Growing threats, weaken forces, a hard look at the U.S. military. yes, that is definitely one I will definitely be looking at. And then there was also one from M.UK Investing. Stock market strategies explore joins the Mali gold rush. But yes, there's in Mali there's definitely a gold rush that's going on. And there's a bunch of gold rushing that's being played throughout the world because gold is going to be very, very significant in the war that is definitely going to be perpetuated. So definitely need to look at that. So, all right, so what we're going to do real quickly, I want to check out this article, but if you want to jump in, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And I really want you to get prepared for what's happening, both have the proper mindset, because that's very, very important more than anything else, is having the prepared mindset to be able to find it and provide solutions. Oh, that was Strategic Melon that said that. Supply solutions, because there are no problems, just an opportunity to supply solutions. And I think it's very, very critical what you do as a individual. One of the things that I definitely would say, whatever it is that people are doing that you don't want to be a part of, then don't do what they're doing. Do other things. Very, very important, because a lot of things are going to change, and I really want you to be in a position where you're able to decide what's in the best interest of yourself, your family, and our overall community from a sovereign, self-determining standpoint. And this is very, 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 very critical. So I want to touch on a couple of things, the diversion. A couple of things that we want to touch on in today's show is I want the Fed outlook. With them dumping, the time of year that it is, the overall military is engagements that are being propped up and ready to go, and the displacement that the rest of the world is having with the U.S. The U.S. is losing all of its economic and geopolitical controls, and the only way that can really be completely facilitated and actually come to a head is by them pushing back by force, and that's what the system wants. It wants to engage in a world war for depopulation and to garnish more control over the everyday people of the world, and they are going to definitely do it. Why wouldn't they do it? They've done it before in the past, and it's been so beneficial to them. So what, are they going to change their colors now and not do it? No, only the naive think that is not possible. From all of everything that's going on right now, it tells you just the opposite, that it is really, really here in a defined way. They're even telling you, but many, not you, are not preparing for it. And I really want you to prepare for it. So I want to talk a little about it, and then I want to talk about some opportunities that you should be to engage in to protect yourself. You have to do things. Work hard now. Work extremely hard now. And I'm not saying work for somebody extremely hard. Work for your overall benefit as much as you possibly can, because it is going to provide a lot of leverage for you going forward. So let's get into today's show. I want to read this article, and this came from the Cleveland.com. And this was
okay, it appears that we may have lost Dave off the board. This is Scotty, your station manager. Let me do a quick check, but yes, it does appear that Dave is no longer on the board. He may be unaware that he has been cut off, so give me just a second as I have the system dial out to him to reconnect him to the program. Hoping it's just He lost his signal. So, yes, we have him back. So, here we go. All right, Dave, we got you back.
Sorry about that. And I didn't know I was off air. So please forgive me. I don't know what was last said, but I want to read this article, jump in the show. And if you have any questions or comments, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Okay, this is a very, very important article, and I want to just rehash because I'm not quite sure if you heard what I said. We have to be in the right position. So here we go. While the Trump administration is deciding whether to impose new wage thresholds for overtime payment, a federal judge in Texas ruled against the federal government Thursday, saying it went too far with the 2016 rule that could have boosted more than 4 million workers' paychecks. Hey, check this out. This marks a victory for 21 governors and state attorney generals, including Ohio. They said they were filing suits in 2016 that the Department of Labor under President Obama exceeded its authority with new overtime rules. The Texas judge in November temporarily blocked a new overtime threshold, but the Obama administration appealed, and Trump's administration kept the appeal going. It goes on. The latest ruling poses fresh questions for Trump as his labor secretary agreed that the states and business groups that said Obama's wage standard was too high, yet the new administration kept the legal fight going, say Trump, like Obama, wanted the right to use salaries to determine whether a worker was eligible for overtime pay or exemption because of his or her administrative or managerial duties. In fact, the Trump administration has been moving forward with its own proposal rule on overtime pay in late July, asked the public for input. More than 135 comments have come in, including more than 3,500 from Ohio. Trump's Department of Labor has not responded to a question about the way forward, but participants in the lawsuits, including the Chamber of Commerce of the United States, said they thought Trump would still come out with his own overtime rules, making it possible for more workers to get time and a half pay. But it wouldn't be as generous to workers or costly to employers as Obama wanted. Today's decision. Move this down. Today's decision means small business, nonprofit, and other employers throughout the country, throughout the economy, can be certain that the 2016 salary thresholds will not result in significant new labor costs, causing many disruptions in how work gets done. The Democrats were disheartened. Thomas Perez, who developed the rules as labor secretary under Obama, said the court's decision helped wealthy corporations and their Republican backs push the middle class families who power our economy. Punish. Hold on 1 second. I got to take this call. 1 second.
In 2008, the Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform, Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, everyone, sorry about that. Well, that'll be the commercial break that we do at the top of the hour, so forgive me. Some phone calls I just had to take, so excuse me, I won't have any more of those. So I had to take care of that, some legal things that needed to be done immediately. So I had to take care of that and can't get around that. Okay, so the article goes on, and it says, let's pick back up here. And it picked back up here. It says these workers aren't asking for handouts. They're working 50 to 60 hours a week, and they're not getting paid for it. The Perez, the now chairman of the Democratic National Committee, said in a statement, "Ohio Democrats who had lobbied for the rule, that's wrong. The overtime matter is best understood." It's best to understand it a step at a time. Here it goes. And then the article continues. How this started. Since the start of the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938, most employers had to pay a worker time and a half for his or her hourly wages if he or she worked more than 40 hours a week. But there were exceptions. Some of the Department of Labor's rules and guided employers and carrying out the law as it evolved over on overtime. The key to overtime rule, however, has always involved a worker's salary and his or her job duties. If an employee was salary and made over $455 a week, a threshold set by the Department of Labor in 2004, he or she was considered a professional, administrator, or an executive. That was a presumption that he or she did not qualify for overtime pay. Yet a worker could challenge that and when if he or she could show his job duties were barely administrative or a managerial, that he or she was really, in essence, a fry cook or assembly line worker. Obama said that the salary thresholds which came to roughly $23,000 or $24,000 a year was far too low. He continued. He contended that it allowed companies to shortchange low-paying workers by giving them assistant management duties and ducking overtime obligations. So Obama in 2016 issued a rule more than doubling the salary threshold to $930 a week, the equivalent of $47,500 a year. The rule was supposed to start December the 1st, how it got to the courts. 21 states sued the Obama administration over this, along with major business groups. They said Obama abused his authority by boosting the salary threshold so dramatically that he did so with a clear intent to raise workers' take-home pay rather than follow the structure of the 1938 law. But past presidents had ordered salary threshold hikes as allowed under the law, but the hike Obama chose they said, had no clear relationship with salary duties that typically define the work or managerial overtime calculation. Obama basically upended the salary and duties relationship that was envisioned in the Fair Labor Act. The lawsuit said that the U.S. District Court agreed, issuing a preliminary injunction in late November to stop the rule from taking effect because he said that the states and business groups stood a strong chance of prevailing in a final ruling. The Obama administration appealed to the Fifth Court to the Fifth U.S. Court of Appeals. Trump soon won the election, and his Department of Labor decided to keep the appeal going. So they wanted to keep the appeal that Obama had going, the Trump, saying that it that while it might not agree with Obama's salary threshold, it too might want to use salary as a determination someday. The Trump administration this summer even asked the public to weigh in on how it should set new overtime standards and what the salary and other criteria should be. Oh, y'all see where it's about to get? Article continues. Let me move it down. Sorry, my internet is jumping. The underlying legal question before the judge was still alive. However, although his ruling Thursday was unexpected, the appeal in the higher court was strictly on the judge's preliminary injunction to stop the Obama rule from kicking in December the 1st. While there was overlap in the rationale for issuing that order, it did not prevent the court from continuing to consider the case underlying question. Was the Obama administration overtime rule an abuse of authority? The judge decided Tuesday, granting a similar judgment or a win to the states and business groups. The judge noted that the Fair Labor Standard Act exempted from overtime pay any employee employed in a bona fide executive, administrative, or professional capacity. The government has always used a duty test to determine which worker qualified. And although the government also allowed a worker salary to be considered, until now it had always based its salary threshold on the low end of the administration or professional jobs. The judge wrote in his opinion that by more than doubling the threshold, Obama's rule would essentially make an employee's duty, functions, or tasks irrelevant if the employee's salary fell below the new minimum salary level. It would negate the question of a worker's duty, and Congress never intended that, he said. Trump has the next move. So what does this mean for Trump and his likely overtime threshold? Possibly nothing. I say if you think that it's possibly nothing, you are fooling yourself. We'll lay it out in a minute, and I would like to hear from you all as well. It's about to end. Here we go. Oh, man, I shouldn't have moved it. Uh-oh, lost my place. Hold on. Stop moving, internet. Okay, here we go. Trump has the next move. So what does this mean for Trump and his likely overtime threshold? Possibly nothing. While that may seem odd, the judge order only did one thing specifically: invalidated Obama's overtime rule. It did not say another president cannot write his own rule, and it did not even say salary can never be used as a determination for who gets overtime pay. Rather, the judge objected to Obama's specific salary thresholds because of his size, he said. upended the duty component. The judge made this even clearer in his footnotes, saying he understood why that might be confusing over the right to use salary level tested. He said he was not making any judgment. It's still possible that the judge on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeal could keep the earlier appeal alive if they believe the broad question of authority still isn't adequately resolved. Trump also has the right to appeal Thursday's decision. But with the narrow way the judge constructs his opinion, Trump may have no reason to do so. Instead, the business community expects Trump will move ahead with his own rule. We look forward to working with the Department of Labor on a new rule to develop a more appropriate update to the salary threshold, Donahue said in a statement. Why did I read this, and why is this so important? Ladies and gentlemen, I had said before they are going to bring corporations work off margins. And if they were making a profit margin by leaving the country to go to other countries where they could pay less to their overall laborers or their enslavers, and now they're going to bring all of these businesses back here, that means that they're going to, this is a better, more bountiful, more fruitful opportunity, more prosperous opportunity to pay even less. And this is a part of it right here. The devil is always in the details. See, the thing is that in order for you to go in a different direction, you got to change what you already have. The changes are going to be coming. There will be no overtime that will be paid. There will just be time and salary that's going to be paid. And at what bracket that they'll pay at is going to be determined by them. The sweatshops of the third world, fourth world countries are coming here. Because remember, he didn't say anything about the salary was too much. And Trump will have the opportunity to appeal, saying, yes, it should be changed off of salary, but guess what? I'm going to make the salary even lower. And I'm going to change the overall threshold in itself for overtime. Meaning the job requirements will be that you will have a job that will require you to work the regular hours of 12 to 14 hours or whatever 16-hour days, and anything over that is overtime, and the pay at that ratio will be far, far less than the threshold that was challenged. See, these people have a deviant plan, and we talked about this for a while now. And I just want you to be properly positioned and have a firm grasp of what is happening. While we're looking at one thing, the system is creating a paradigm to enslave even further. And let me tell you something, there's going to be plenty of work, but nobody's going to get paid for it. And by way of the war and everything else, in order to fund a war, ladies and gentlemen, that means you got to have factories going on. And they say it's always a boom. No. You misunderstand that. It's a boom for those that control the war, not the ones that participate in it. It's a boom for those that orchestrate and direct the war. It's a booming for them, and it's a slaughter for everyone else. And I just don't see how we fall for these tricks, other than we've been schooled. We've been schooled and indoctrinated to fall for them, to obey them, to conform to them, to even pledge your energy, your family, and your life to them. Whew. That's pimping. And
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Hey, man. So I know you've been busy lately, so I know you haven't been able to keep up like the news like you usually do, but as you were speaking, again, just stealing people's labor, creating divisions between groups of people because you're making them fight each other for resources. But did you hear about the largest tree cutting service in the United States, Ashplund? I think it's how you pronounce their name. They got the big green trucks like mm-hmm. you know mm-hmm. a John Deere tractor because it's green, but they have these big, you know, trucks that they have, and so they're like well known, and they just paid the highest fine ever. I can't remember how many millions it was, but it wasn't equal to what they stole. But where they were hiring quote unquote illegals, okay, exploiting them as cheap slave labor, you know, as opposed to hiring Americans and then making other communities out there engage in the street market for survival, you know, in that trade and what have you, that they have deemed illegal and put you into slavery for. But had you seen that story, man? That's a major corporation. It seemed to me that somebody should have went to jail, but that's never the case.
No, I didn't see that. And you know what was critical about that? You have to always remember something that's critical. Remember the under the Patriot Act and the NDAA, the executive orders that were signed, corporations, and even under the treaty where no longer do corporations have to obey the law, they actually write the law. This is all being corporatized. Everything has always been corporatized, but in war, it's even magnified even more, because the corporations become what? The national security. This is how they seize your land under national security. This is how they seize your labor under national security. This is how they take back what you own. Your ownership is repossessed. And what's happening is we're seeing a bunch of companies that are positioning themselves this way, and they're going to have the overall final say on everything, because they will nationalize all of the resources. And this is where you will start to see they will create an economic crisis so deep that human liberty will be completely lost, where people will say, you know what, I just want to work so I can eat. And what happens when you get that? That's when the overall corporations are able to garnish and steal the most prized money that there is. That's your energy that's directed by your free will. You know, when we grew up in the neighborhoods, you would see someone that was a good ball player, and we all used to say, that's money. Because every single one of you are money. You have intrinsic value that's priceless. We don't cherish it. The system does. And because they are so addicted to galvanizing it and actually subjugating it, that they do everything in their powers to do it. They will even kill everybody you know on the block to maintain that. And they'll kill women, children, babies. They have no compassion. They love power. They know nothing about the power of love. Nothing about it. Now you're starting to have nationalization. They're starting to nationalize the critical infrastructure. And when they start to have that tells you that there's a major, major war paradigm that they're going to justify their actions to those that have already obeyed. Pretty soon, they won't have to make any excuses why they're doing things, because we'll find excuses for it. Well, you know, we're in war with China. We got to get ready for this war with China. And you know, this person needs you. That person needs you. And I work for this company. And then this is why, whenever, for those of you that have ever been in a major deployment, I know there's some people here that were in the military that was involved in a major deployment, Scotty being one, and Brother Davis being another, and just some other people, some of you, you know who you are. What happens in a major deployment, let's say for a Desert Shield or Desert Storm, what was it, first shield? Operation Desert Shield, and then Operation Desert Storm, and then you had the different Afghan and everything else.
Yeah,
what's one of the things that they do? What do they nationalize? All of the corporations. You know why? Because the corporations are the ones that made the decision to start the war, to go into the war. This is where they'll take over plans, and we all think that's the overall American government, the American people coming together for their best interests. How foolish are we? This is one of the greatest forms of domestic violence you can ever be, where you make excuses for the abuser. And the abuser is not one nation. The whole system. And they're going to perpetuate this in such a way that basically telling you that there is going to be the sweatshops of the world are going to be centered here. China will have their sweatshops. Russia will have their sweatshops. Venezuela will have their sweatshops. North Korea, the Koreas, there will be no North and South Korea, will just be the unified Korean nation, will have their sweatshops here. In this country, I have theirs here, because the U.S. will be in receivership and everything will be claimed as a bounty for the reparations of the war that the U.S. caused and lost. Oh, and there'll still be in the United States. But then different states in this country will actually become a part of other nations. They will do what Catalonia is doing right now. They will ratify their own independence. And this is where you have the untied states of America. The overall direction and the energy is gathering its momentum because it plans on sweeping the globe. Because the conflict is going to turn into confusion, and the people will ask the very ones that have instigated the poison of destruction, they will ask them for relief. And they will be asking them for the relief from this standpoint, the dead asking for medicine. The dead asking for medicine. And I just want you and I to buffer and shelter ourselves from that as much as you possibly can. And being aware about that is very critical. Very critical. So listen, we got a caller in queue. Let me get to this caller really quickly. Let me go to this. I believe that's Brother Davis. I'm not quite sure, or Sister Davis. Welcome caller out of 616. Yeah, that's my peoples. Welcome, Brother Sister Davis. What's going on?
Good evening, Brother Dave. How are you, man? It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend. And not only that, a consultant, a brother. And Brother Davis, Sister Davis, y'all mean so much to us. Go ahead, Brother Davis. Drop your piece with us.
I wanted to add to the show tonight in reference to the Colin Kaepernick situation. Remember, they're trying to make his issue about patriotism. The reason why they're trying to make their issue about patriotism is because they want a certain degree of loyalty to come out of the community. But what they're not telling you is that they finance the whole concept of patriotism at a professional event. Now, the sad part about it is that they changed the narrative so that people would be sympathetic to the narrative and not the truth. And the narrative is being set up so that when they do go to war, a certain percentage of the people are coming because of their patriotism. And it has nothing to do with patriotism. You have to understand the dynamics of how a corporation works. They want to maximize the usage of every dollar. So what did they do? They had the military, which they control, invest right. in the NFL in order for them to put a patronizing event at every activity, and then they're going to demand your patriotism. See, what's so unique about this is that never before in history has anything like the Colin Kaepernick situation arose on such a world platform. And what we have to understand is that right now they're dropping money big time to make this go away. Why do I say that? Because right now they're in major negotiations with about 5 or 6 TV channels for NFL rights. And if nobody's watching the NFL, they get less money. So what they're going to try to do is say, well, listen to the players. We'll give you more money if you stop this so that we can make money on the negotiation. And that's what that whole Dallas Cowboy thing was about. And make no mistake, the power in the player would be to be able to go out and strike behind it. If they go out on strike behind this, they will leverage themselves financially for the rest of their lives. But if they sell out, they sell us all out. I just wanted to add that, Brother Dave. Excellent show as usual.
Brother Davis, thank you. Thank you for your excellent interpretation and view on it all. And, you know, one of the things I want to say about this whole thing, and it's, you know, it's a different method with the same objective. And I mean that from this standpoint. And I want to go back to the domestic violence. Just think about domestic violence. Let's say there's a couple, and within that home, there is one physical abuser, a mental abuser, and that would be the actual aggravator of, or the perpetrator of the domestic violence. And then there's the victim. What does the perpetrator of domestic violence always say? That I beat you in love and you want to complain. I beat you in love. This is an old playbook. This is something that they use all the time, but they do it in different ways and by different means. But the objective is the same, but the method is different. Germany did this. They said it was, you had to be patriotic to Germany against other people. This is no different. This is the corporate play. This is the corporate play before there is the overall divergence. And the one that's caught up in it is that is the nation that the world will go against, because then they will become even more tyrannical and more tyrannical. Do you see where this is leading? The Third Reich of Nazi Germany was begotten by manifest destiny. The Fourth and Fifth Reich of the Nazis is here now and is still begotten by manifest destiny. The abuser will always say, I beat you because I love you. And the victim stays because they buy into that, yes, you do love me. And I don't want anybody on the outside causing problems for us. Do you see where this is all going? While the rest of the world is looking and say that we have a lunatic nation on our hands. And if we allow them to continue to go in, this is why you have the celebrity figurehead that you have right now. This is why there's the question of the sanity. This is why there's the question of this and that. Do you see what they're really doing? They're setting the world up for depopulation and for further control. While we're focusing on something that is a diversion, and we don't see where the real attack is coming from. And when you don't see where the real attack is coming from, you won't have the appropriate response to rebuff it. You won't have the sufficient defense against it. Your immunity will be down to that virus. And then the cancer will grow until it eats itself to death. Or it eats its host to death. Cancer is one of the few things that destroys itself by destroying its host, because it is an evil energy. The evil energy. And it's being played out. And if we know those things, then we won't be easily manipulated by that. And how do you, what is the greatest solution to that? Is when they're trying to manipulate you one way, give them no energy, and they will have no propellant. They will have no movement. Establish your own. Create what's necessary for you. That way your defenses against everything will even be, you will have the defenses for the appropriate psyops. Don't make yourself the easy mark, the easy target. And this is an agenda that has worked so well before in the past, is because they've actually schooled everyone to be what? The perfect victim. So we got another caller in queue. Want to go to this caller? It's my man Roz. Roz, what's going on? Go ahead, brother. Sound off.
Peace and much love to you, Brother Dave. Brother Dave, is brilliant assessment in addition to the show. Brother Scotty, all the other clothing listeners, Brother Bragg, Jerry, everybody. Strategic Melanin. Oh, I can't remember all the names anymore. The family's just getting so
Man, you
big.
Do well with it, Shoe. You always put it down. Go ahead, man.
Now, it's interesting that he brought up Colin Kaepernick, because last week Thomas talked about the potential for the NFL to mandate that all players stand for the national anthem, just make it a blanket rule. And this really makes sense, because I saw an article I posted on BTR Community regarding that it looks like they might be considering just mandating that all the players stand. Now, when I was thinking about it, I just saw a documentary, the 10-part documentary on the Vietnam War. And thinking of what Brother Davis so brilliantly elucidated, what really hits me is they can't have another Vietnam. They can't have people here rioting against what they're doing overseas, because the vast majority of the military will be overseas. And who do they use to quell domestic violence when there are uprisings in this country? The National Guard, the military. So ultimately, this is their avoidance of another Vietnam through facilitating this mass patriotism, which I just call the spreading, the vector-like spreading of propaganda towards nationalism. And really what it is to prevent them from having to go overseas and do whatever they're doing there and then have massive uprisings here. They need good, docile slaves, like you said, for the FEMA camps and all the other concentration camps that they're setting up. So in order to avoid that, they have to have dumb, docile people. So you have the whole heroin epidemic, and who is that affecting now? Right now, the majority of the population, white people. So it's to keep this vast majority dumbed down and stupefied, but also highly patriotic, so that they can send their children overseas without any arguments to die off while their parents are here being slaves, and they can't have that sort of violence. Now, it's funny, I'm not a big TV watcher, but yep, and it's funny because
they're going to starve the parents here. Go ahead, Brian.
Absolutely. Oh, no problem. And there's a new season of a show called Mr. Robot, which speaks to everything you're talking about. The new season starts off with, the whole thing is about this company called E-Corp, and E-Corp is the largest corporation on the planet, and they basically own the United States. There is no government. And in the actual first episode, there's an announcement made where they say there is no government. There's only the corporation and what the corporation wants. And the main character is trying to destroy the corporation by destroying the records that it has of the global debt, because this particular company has the global debt of everyone, all of the basically the people. Not the people who run the corporations, but the people themselves, like you're talking about the slaves. So he's attempting to wipe out all global debt through their electronic currency and all this other stuff. And it's a really deep show, but if you watch it, it's elucidating for me what's to come here very quickly. And the fact that we're gonna have a wake up call in regards to the fact that this is not a government, but this is actually a corporation. And I think, like I said, they put a lot of the truth on these shows so that people don't know, I mean, think that it's entertainment. So when it really happens, they're caught by surprise because they're trained to think that it's entertainment. And lastly, there was just something, this is a brief piece that I read out of read on my show before, but I think it goes perfectly with the premise of this program. Ultimately, I'm going to read it briefly. It's from Negroes and Other Essays. It's on page 37. It says, if the insane can convince the sane that insanity is sanity, then the sane majority become insane. And insanity then becomes universal and comes to be seen as sanity. Those individuals or groups who dare to hold on to their original sanity become universally depicted as the truly insane, or backward, Colin Kaepernick, and those who are the carriers of the original insanity become universally depicted as truly sane or modern, i.e. Trump. Indeed, Europeans are a minority, and they currently represent less than 10% of the world's population, and numbers are steadily shrinking to an estimated 3% by the year 2073. I think that's happening a lot faster than that. But ultimately, it's speaking about what you're talking about, this propaganda towards insanity. And ultimately, matter of fact, I missed a part of it. Let me just get this last paragraph. Matter of fact, it's the paragraph before the paragraph I read. It says, if European culture is insanity, then at the fundamental level that humans define and perceive reality, we as Africans and people of color have a very serious problem. If a cultural minority becomes the power majority, and this minority, through military, media, and religious might, force the majority cultures to adopt this culture as their own, then insanity becomes the norm and is redefined as sanity. Accepting another's reality as your reality makes their reality yours. If the global majority is right, then Europeans are wrong. How dare they stand in judgment? If the vast majority of people on the planet eat insects high in protein content as a regular daily part of their diet, which is true, but Westerners don't, who is the oddball? And then it says, unfortunately, as is the case with European cultural imperialism, if the insane can convince the sane that insanity is sanity, then the same majority become insane, and insanity becomes universal and comes to be seen as sanity. Those individuals or groups who dare to hold on to their original sanity become universally depicted as the truly insane or backward, and those who are carriers of the original insanity become universally depicted as the truly sane or modern. So that's what we're watching all over again. And like I said, to me, this is kind of just the Vietnam War redux, just updated, much more deadly, and the propaganda for mind control is on a level that's unprecedented in history. And I wanted to know if you also got the article that I sent you about Bitcoin and them creating a plastic currency, almost like a credit card for Bitcoin. Now, it came out this weekend, and I posted it on BTR, and I tagged you in it, but I just also texted it to you not too long ago. So I don't know if you got to look at it, but I did send it. And
no,
I didn't.
Call.
I hope I didn't take too long. Okay.
Raj, You're perfect, Raj. No, I didn't see it. But I will check it out. What was it? Is it BitPay? Is it BitPay or is it 10X?
The article itself is from thestreet.com. Bitcoin
I'll check it out.
Plastic, the crypto debit cards for real. That's the title of the article.
Yeah. Okay, I'll check it definitely out. Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. You know, Raj, thank you. Hold on, Raj. Let me just, in this, there is multifaceted attacks that are happening. And diversion is greater than a nuclear bomb. PSYOPs is greater than anything that the CERN could produce at the Large Hadron Collider or at ITER. When they try to duplicate the sun. And it's so powerful because they realize the energy is of you. So the overall, there's massive propaganda to keep borders that men create. You think about what are borders? Borders are prisons. Borders are prison. And the best way to make the prisoner accept their prison sentence is to tell them that they're free. You don't want to go over there because they're not like you and I. You don't have anything. That's your enemy. See, this is what they do. While they're aggravating and instigating that overall emotional response to everything, this beast has perfected, but they're still flawed. You know, there's going to be a multi-level engagement that we're going to see. I saw and I just want to touch on it real quickly with you all. I saw a movie trailer as I'm trying to go to sleep last night. And all I could do was go, The movie trailer is Geostorm. And it's supposed to come out the 20th. What are they telling you? Remember when I said that they're going to have land hurricanes? Well, they have a clip that we played right here on Tando Radio Show with LBJ, the one that assisted in the overall. Well, they all are part of it. LBJ, there was first Kennedy on September the 25th of 1961, give a speech about weather modification. Then there was a graduation speech that LBJ had, and is actually one of the clips inside of Geostorm. Look at the trailers. What are they telling you? They equally hate you all, and they're going to use everything against us. So what is it that we should be doing? We should definitely be aware of these things, aware of what is being planned in covert, in secret. This is why their meetings are secret. This is why they had top secret this and top secret that. The top secretness is not for them. Their overall agencies of spies know everything that's going on, but how much do you know what's going on? So who's the real target and who's the real victim? Why is this so significant? It's so significant because we continue to do what we did yesterday, which makes us vulnerable today, tomorrow, and furthermore in the future. There is an example that we should take of unifying ourselves to create our own solutions, create our own environments that bring about our prosperity, that create our own collaboration that magnify our overall purpose. Without that, we continue to be the followers of the sociopaths and psychopaths to our own demise. So I would say to you, who's really sociopathic and who's really psychopathic? The victim is. The one that we call sociopathic and psychopathic is an opportunist. Is an opportunist. Check out this, the movie trailer for Geostorm. Geostorm. It's telling you what's planned. It's a war. And if we can start to do things differently than what we've done before, let's look at what we've done before. If we've done that before, don't do it. One of the things that we really haven't done is we haven't had an asymmetrical, silent approach to do what? Incrementally invoke our overall control of things. You can't just come out and think that you're going to fight Floyd Mayweather and beat him and you've never boxed in your life. There's a quiet path a silent movement that needs to be done among the people where they have collective prudence among themselves. And they slowly build an infrastructure that is unshakable around that. And that, ladies and gentlemen, requires great energy. Let me tell you one thing. And I'm not talking about the poor of heart. Generally, the poor stay impoverished. I'm not talking about monetarily. The poor stays impoverished because they don't know how rich their energy is that they refuse to use. And when we refuse to use the energy properly, we do lose our prosperity for generations set forth. We have to galvanize ourselves individually in small settings, you and your family, you and your neighbor, you and that person that you just met. There has to be a language that you speak and establish. There has to be a natural barrier to those that don't resonate that way. Because when you have a natural barrier, then it does what? It actually points out the imposter. There's a way in which we need to start to speak. There's a grimoire and a spirit that we need to start to speak with and give energy to it. And not cast it as a spell, but set it forth, release it as a direction, as a path. And I know the system has always taught us that if it's not a big lottery hitting and a big lottery winning, then why are you doing it? That's the only game that's in town. That's because they want you to continue to surrender your prosperity to keep you in poverty. I don't want to do that. I know you that listen to Tando Radio Show don't want to do it, because the system now, you know their language. You know how committed they are to it all. Just don't allow yourself to be manipulated by it. Not necessary. There are things that you definitely can do. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. I see my man Thomas in queue. We'll go to you right after the commercial break, Thomas, and then I want to talk about real quickly you being thoroughly prepared for the switch changing, and then some of the things that you should be thinking about acquiring and thinking about doing. Where's the solution? The solution has always been where it has been, treasured inside the box of you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. It's going to be the last 30 minutes of the show. Definitely want to go to our callers in queue, and then I want to bring up really quickly some things that you possibly should be on guard and prepared for economically and militarily, confrontation-wise, so that you will not be caught off guard. And then some of the things that you should may want to start doing right away, some of the solutions, because they're there with you. So let me go to my man Thomas that's in NYC. To my man Thomas, welcome Thomas to Tando Radio Show. What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Peace, Dave. How you doing, bro?
Peace, brother. How you feeling?
I'm okay, man. I'm all right. Just want to say, man, you see this plague outbreak in Madagascar?
No. No,
yeah,
I've been off the grid for a minute. Go ahead, tell us about it, Thomas.
I just started reading on it. It they showed some pictures of the people, and it looks like they got leprosy. It's terrible. And I said, man, I hope they can, cure it and isolate it, before that spreads. I saw one of the worst movies ever yesterday. I'm still traumatized from watching it.
I was about to ask. I said, "You all right, Thomas? You sound different. What's going on?"
Oh yeah, man. I saw the Birth of the Nation, the Nate Parker one. Oh, terrible movie, man. I was like, ugh. I thought that if you couldn't get worse than 12 years a slave, and you did. It was just traumatized, man. I'm still seeing the people hanging. I wanted to say, I think I came on your show before and I said the only play these people have is to go into North Korea / China. I even see now, these people are expert deceivers. They're spinning Iran and they're saying that Iran are the people making the nuclear weapons for North Korea, even though they don't have any of their own. And I said, see, this is their ploy. This is their Iran is their out. If they're either going into North Korea, and they're going to, grab their, kahunas and go in there, or they're going to take the easy way out and go into Iran. I don't know if you see the same thing, but that's why he gave out pretty much 60 days. And in 60 days, they come up with some made-up story, or they're going to go into North Korea. I did see that report you said earlier about the Navy SEALs going in there, and I thought that was very interesting. So I'll mute my line, brother. Thank you, man.
Man, much always treasure your insight and what you're seeing. Yeah, I think that there's a couple of things. Whenever you're battling, and this is all the show. This is the war game, okay? In the military, you'll have, and for those of you that have been in, it's war games. Well, war itself is a game, and they're just strategized and they're just operated under different rules. But it's a game. It's still a game. And in my opinion, I think that you're seeing all of the perfect destabilization programs from Iran to Venezuela, which is really a direct target because they're a heavy asset country that's near, and that will play where the rest of the world would say, wait a minute, we know why you invaded them. You see, the whole situation is rigged so that the world will see America as the pariah, but they won't see the system as the biological engineer of destruction. And this is, it amazes me how they stick to generational time frames. They'll have where the overall slaves will have a boom, then they'll have a minor, a small bust, a major bust, and then they'll have a major war to kill off. And it's all set up generational because it gives them time to educate the generations ahead of what they're going to do. And you'll be surprised that you'll be surprised. Go back and look at really, really old commercials and really, really old. You'll see some of the same things that you see today, just under a different format. Same thing. And I think the next generations, there will be more. The biology will be more important. And it will be where the overall technology will continue to explode, to where the technology will go back to doing what? There will be no technology at all. It's a full circle. And they make us think that time only started when they said go. The school trains us to think that time only started when the book said go. Man, that puts us in a real bad position of disadvantage. We got another caller in queue. Definitely want to get this brother on. Brother Bragg, what say you?
It's peace.
Peace, Brother Bragg.
I don't like to be the voice of gloom and doom, but check this out, man. We know that we
got Brother Bragg. Nations,
peacekeeping forces, already got boots on the ground here in America. Multinational forces. So these people are from all different countries that have different cultures and whatnot come to your country to please you. Now, you don't have to believe me, but remember, they've always talked about posse comitatus. Now, remember all these orders, non-military combatants. It's a whole bunch of presidential orders. You need to sit down and go right down that line. Everything he told you consistently, pinpointed. They're going to come. If it ever happens that they go into this martial law, we already have the Emancipation Power, War Power Act. Remember that. We've been under that since Lincoln, but that's another story. All right? So these people already got this stuff in play. What you have to do is be aware of it. Remember this. Right now, you all broke law. You read the books. You're not supposed to read books. You're scaring the hell out of them. You find out who you are. You stand up and say, hey, we're in all from Africa. It's scaring the shit out of them. Understand what's going on. And the more you know, the more scared they get. Because, see, the truth is the truth, and you can't stand a lie. Now, this country was founded on bloodshed. Our blood. They came to your home and they took your land. Then they miseducated you and your children. Now, we're in a dimensional shift. The paradigm is open and wide up. Everything that was hidden is becoming right before you. All you got to do is apply yourself. And if you're eating right and whatnot, I'm done, because I'm not a preacher. I'm just talking to my people, because my job is to uplift and plant seeds. I've done my job. Peace.
Yes, you have. You've done your job. It's so true. Brother Bragg's right. If we're eating right and we're doing our things, and there is, if you really listen to everyone here, they realize the opportunity for us is so great, so absolutely great. And even in the midst of their fear-mongering from wars and everything else, and then when you point out, yo, they're doing some stuff, people look at you, why are you fear-mongering? Well, because you a coward. You scared to look at the truth for what it is because you're afraid it might hurt you. But see, if you're prepared and never scared. Yeah, go ahead, brother Ray.
Just remember this. This is a mental war. Don't let them draw you into a physical war. This is where, the eagle kills the snake.
Right.
The eagle comes down, he grabs the snake up off the ground. He takes him up into the air. He doesn't fight that war. He lets him fly. He know he can't fly like an eagle, so he's going to come get him once he's down. Remember, it's a mental war. Prepare yourself mental and spiritually. I'm saying, watch what you put in your mouth. All this GMO stuff is to alter your being, your very physical being. I'm talking about alter what you made of. So what you eat is what you are. And just remember this. When you eat fearful animals, you become a fearful human. Peace. I'm done. Because I'm not a people. I'm not on anybody. I'm just...
No, I love it, Brother Braggs, because from just hearing, one thing that resonated with me is combining what Thomas talked about, artificial intelligence. By GMO food means that your intelligence is artificially derived by something that's not sustainable. I think Sister Davis is in queue. Let me go to Sister Davis real quick. Is that Brother or Sister Davis that wanted to jump back in?
Hey, Brother, this is Brother Davis. You know, this is the perfect time for me to talk about Wednesday's show. Because what people don't understand
that this is far beyond our capacity to think. Where we are right now is far beyond our capacity to reason. And the reason is because they are breaking and reconstructing universal law. That's why eating and how we think and what we do all plays a role. And on Wednesday's show, I'm going to show you from the way you your habits are, how you have been deconstructed to be broken. And the reason being is because if you reconstruct yourself, you are greater because now you're starting to apply some natural things. Brother Bragg just mentioned eating. Perfect example. When they deconstructed you, they gave you habits that you didn't have. Smoking was not a habit that was endured for the health of the body. It was endured by choice. Why? Because they gave you power over your natural will to be able to lie to yourself about the will of your health. Now, there's a reason for all of this, but it all comes together on Wednesday night's show. If you tune in, you're going to see how universal law brings balance and order, and the deconstruction, which is what you see if you look at every aspect. Perfect example is Monsanto's making the seeds do what natural seeds do by themselves. But Monsanto does not have the equivalence of a natural seed. They have synthetic design, which is never going to equal the creator's pattern. So literally, what they're doing is attacking the universal laws by keeping us closed, keeping our minds closed to the reality of what's going on. And I'm going to start with just the thought process and indoctrination school. We're going to move into the music, then we're going to move into the social, then we're going to move into the scientific. Because they didn't do one way. They reconstructed, they deconstructed on every level, because as you reconstruct, yes, you're going to see how these pieces play a great role. And for you young people, I really want you to hear the aspect of the reconstruction of healthy interaction with the soul self and the mind self. Because, see, a lot of people fail to realize. They say, well, I listen to rap music and it's not a problem. But it is a problem. Because if you remember, the original rap was positive. When it went negative, it literally brought an imbalance to the thought process that takes a biochemical transaction in your body and does not allow you to make decisions based on your knowledge. It forces you to make decisions based on how you might feel, what the music's doing to you. And that's not even counting the content of the words. The words that literally transform us. When we was coming up, singing love songs and that sort of thing, bringing harmony to our communities, that is all out the window with this new age rap, the so-called gangster stuff. So we have to take our time, and I'm going to reconstruct this to show you why the balance was so important in the beginning, because that's what led to the harmony. This stuff now is not harmony. This, what you see right now, is what they call agitation. And in a state of agitation, you lose control. I just wanted to add that, brother, because everything, all the conversation was going in that direction.
Hey, brother, well,
yes. Yeah.
Can I just tell you one thing? Remember this.
Yeah, of course.
Words we speak, these words we speak are spells. So these young brothers, unbeknownst, with the help of Hollywood, started speaking the spell of death on our community with the words they with, because they didn't know the words had the power that they did. Remember, colors. All of a sudden, everybody is wearing colors in different parts of the United States. California premier jumped to New York, from New York to other little small, you know, back road towns. So now you got people who look melanated, people who should be brothers, killing each other. And I just saw a thing the other day with this little young cat, a little young rapper. He's dressing up like Chucky. He talking about he gonna chop up these ninjas, and man, just the language. You know what I'm saying? I don't use these words anymore, man. Listen, the words we speak, man, it's no joke. When you start get into that etymology dictionary, get deep into it, you're gonna see queen. Queen is like a, don't use that anymore. Queen is like a prostitute. But you got to remember where it came from. These words don't come from us. These words are spells. It's spelling. It's cursive. And these words have power. And I try to tell young people, when you plug your head into them headphones, you let that nonsense flow through your brain, you're done. You're part of the program now. That's all I had to say, Dave. Peace.
Yeah, there's a piece. There's a path to becoming from becoming synthetic, from natural to synthetic, and it's not just one that is metallically done. There's an inducement, there's an inducement by toxin material, septic material, and there is a process that changes your whole body function. You can have a body part that's not working in its right manner, and then now getting a foreign substance or a substitute substance, it is now no longer natural. It is synthetic in nature. Go ahead, Thomas. We got 2 minutes. We got to get ready to get out of here. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah.
I wouldn't lose, Thomas.
Scotty deals with the abolitionism thing. And, you know, let's not forget that the prisons is big money. And the largest shareholders for the private prison stocks is the owners of the entertainment industry. So there's an incentive to have the lyrics and things come out the way they do. They making big money off of it. At the end of the day, they know that's going to put people right into a prison-type situation. So, you know, just keep that in mind. Also, I was talking yesterday to people in the UK, and they've been really downplaying their hurricane. It's not a good idea. You know, this is going to be serious because that's going to be cold water coming in here. However, they have another one coming on Friday. Looks like on the 20th, that's going to go that way. And I want to make a prediction. November 17th or November 25th, I expect that we're going to get somewhere it's going to be a big one. The last hurricane of the season is listed as Whitney. And I just found it very ironic that those are the days that Whitney's Bodyguard movie came out on the 25th and the soundtrack on the 17th. So I wouldn't be surprised if one hit one of those 2 days, that Hurricane Whitney. And I'll mute my line. Peace.
Well, you know, one of the things that Thomas said that was, he said the prison industrial complex makes big money. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute, but not from what you've been told, but what your spirit tells you. The prison industrial complex makes big money. What is money? It's not cash, ladies and gentlemen. Big money is your energy. Money is something that's defined that has intrinsic value. They're making big money.
That big money is you.
Scotty?
Yeah. What's the prison industrial complex? What is that? Because that's a made-up thing, you know. It's not a prison industrial complex. That makes it sound like it's something new. That is slavery. It's one word. It's slavery. Slavery always been profitable. It's all about stealing the individual's energy and converting it into something else of intrinsic value. So the prison industrial complex is this liberal term they come up with. This catchphrase, and it doesn't convey to the person the seriousness of what's going on, in my opinion. But I just call it slavery.
I would agree. Yeah, that's a politically correct way to say it. Right. I would definitely agree, Scotty. Well said. Okay, everyone, get ready to go. We got Melanated Root coming up right after, so stand by for that. I just want to say much love, much respect for you all. The overall program is doing very, very well. Should be coming to you all very soon. I'll let you know when. So it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Bragg, if you'd be so kind and chime us out, everybody stick around for Melanated Root. We'll talk to you soon. Peace. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you.
Peace.
Go!
gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.